Hello and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. In this podcast, we're going to take a look at the weekly intuitive astrology and energies of November 27th until December 4th. We are entering a powerful month in December where the energy begins to shift as we move into the new decade and begin a very powerful month of January 2020. But right now, we have so much support for a very clear theme, and that is understanding the truth of who you are, the truth of your energy, the truth of your talents and your gifts, the understanding that if you have been limiting yourself, wearing a mask, holding back, doing anything that diverges you from the truth of who you are, the universe is saying, okay, the gig is up. It's time to be 100% yourself, your energy, what you chose at a soul level to embody in this lifetime. This energy is especially strong after Venus has just been conjunct Jupiter and the galactic center in Sagittarius, which is all about activating cosmic truths. Venus is about how you love yourself, you accept yourself, you understand that you're worthy of being you in the world, regardless of what anyone else thinks, what their perceptions are. That has nothing to do with you. In fact, to quote Ram Dass, someone else's opinion of me is none of my business. It's that understanding that you must hold yourself in a high regard now with self-respect, personal love, personal integrity, and that is how you're supported in moving forward. That is what is shifting for us and in our layers of consciousness, because the cosmic energies that have been coming through throughout this month have been cutting out what has been false or fake, where you have not been in your full power. And when you are operating in your full power and loving these parts of yourselves, you are activating a whole new trajectory in your soul's growth. You're stepping into more of your soul work, your soul mission, and what you're here to do to assist the planet, as well as how you're here to create a new path for yourself where your soul can continue to prosper and grow. For many years and decades now, there have been these karmic loops, the energies that we've been healing deeply. And all of that has been ending. It's been ending, especially over the past 3 to 4 years. And it's showing you where you're ready to embark on a new path. And as I say this, I get the image of driving on a freeway. And you're used to taking an exit that leads you to home. And it's almost like, okay, here comes my exit. I'm just going to get off. And it's like you've been on autopilot. You think, oh yeah, that's the way I need to go because that's what's comfortable. That's what's known. But this is a time of staying on the unknown path that actually is of a higher frequency that's in alignment with the truth of who you are. This is also why careers, professions, jobs have been shifting. This is why you could feel a rising up in a new hobby, a new interest, a new area of personal expression. This is why you could have an interest in astrology, because you're trying to learn more about yourself. You're ready to understand more about who you are as an energy field. There is this rising up within us to really show us how we're here to be ourselves and express our energy without holding back, without staying in these areas of deeper programming that we had to fit in. We had to be a part of this group or this family tradition. We had to stay in a certain role because it's what people expected of us. We had to, you know, live our life a certain way because that's who we thought we were. All of this is an inner job where, sure, other people can echo back to you those thoughts or opinions, but that's because a part of you has agreed with them. You agreed at a lower level of consciousness to play that role or to be that version of yourself. And in the bigger scheme of things, the bigger cosmic consciousness, there is no judgment, meaning it's not as if spirit is judging you for what you've done or chosen. It's simply this smorgasbord of choices based on where you're at, based on what you thought your choices were. And as you rise in your consciousness, you see it differently. Or you open up to a choice that wasn't available before. You weren't interested in it before. It wasn't something that was right for you. And that could have been because you were dealing with unhealed soul wounds. You were working through something deeper within yourself that required time and energy and effort, has been hard. All of that is par for the course right now. But it's very important to know that a new day is dawning. A new energy is coming in to help you move into the truth of who you are. And I always get this humorous image of spirit, God, source, the universe, thinking, well, you can maybe hide who you are from other people, from other humans, but your energy is seen. It's seen by us. We know who you are. We know your beauty, your talents, your joy, what you came here to do on the planet, how you came to be of service, how you came to express yourself. All of that comes through in your energy, in your aura. And so we've been receiving these big downloads, and it's happening with the Galactic Center, as I've mentioned repeatedly, since it's such a big deal and such a rare alignment. That's why I keep repeating myself about this. I'm not trying to be repetitive. I just want to make it clear to you that you're so supported in loving the truth of who you are. And it's removing where you thought you had to hold back. So we are closing out November and entering into December with support for this truth. So we have a new moon at 4 degrees of Sagittarius on November 26th. That was at the beginning of Sag at 4 degrees there, the first decan. And this is always an interesting transition from Scorpio into Sagittarius. After every water sign, we have a fire sign. And think about when you're in the water for too long. When you're in the lake, the pool, the bathtub, well, it gets a little soggy. You know, you're like, okay, I'm ready to get out and to warm up. And so the next element is the fire sign, in this case, Sagittarius. And you're warming up with the fire of what you've come to understand, because Sagittarius is higher wisdom, higher perspectives, what you've learned while still learning. And it's meant to give you a boost, a sense of, okay, I can see now what still inspires me. Because every time a planet moves through Scorpio, it is permanently changed. So the sun is now in Sagittarius. However, Mercury is still in Scorpio and Mars is still in Scorpio. So it's almost like having these deeper layers of your energy that are really being worked and purified and transformed so that you can see even more what your true story is, what is really essential to you right now. This is happening with Mercury in Scorpio. That is purifying the stories we've told ourselves, where we've given our power away unconsciously, the inner dialogue we've had that's maybe been fear-based. Well, over this next week, Mercury in Scorpio is going to make its third and final connections to Neptune, Saturn, and Pluto. And it's also creating a water grand trine with the North Node in Cancer. So this is the third time these energies have been exact, signaling that you've been moving through a process since at least early October, even late September. And there's needed to be the reprogramming in your sense of power, but you've probably come up against some fears. Some really tough fears that you didn't know were there. And just to validate this part of the process, every time you move through an awakening process to yourself, awakening to more of your own unconsciousness, awakening to more of what you didn't see in yourself. You can have this fear, and you can have the fears come up because you're challenging a part of yourself that was very comfortable or that was going with what was known. And the Scorpio energy requires us to go deeper to see what was operating behind the scenes. Well, this Mercury in Scorpio has been very supported in purifying our fears. And it's connected with that North Node in Cancer that is showing us the way home, what home feels like now, your inner home, your inner sanctuary, that place where you can trust your heart and trust yourself. Mercury in Scorpio trines Neptune in Pisces at 15 degrees on November 28th, which is also the date that Neptune is stationing direct. I'm going to touch on that again in a moment. Mercury in Scorpio sextiles Saturn in Capricorn at 17 degrees on November 29th. And then Mercury in Scorpio sextiles Pluto in Capricorn at 21 degrees on December 2nd and 3rd. So this is a busy Mercury who has been asking you to dig in to the fears you've held, perhaps through lifetimes, and to understand the truer stories. And in fact, I just came across a really poignant story on this retelling of stories. And it has to do with the city of Pompeii, which was buried by Mount Vesuvius in 92 AD. And there was stories created around people who were escaping Pompeii during this very dramatic turn of events. And so they say how when Mount Vesuvius blew, it rained down pumice stones for hours. And so people stayed inside. They went to their home. They went to where they felt safe with their loved ones. And it was the pumice raining down for hours that collapsed in the roofs. And that's how people died. And then there were the individuals who survived that. And then they tried to run or escape. And then that's when the magma that comes up, raced down the side of the mountain at 100 miles per hour and wiped out essentially anyone who had stayed in the area. And so they were doing this excavation of this group of people called the fugitives in Pompeii, and there had been stories created about their life. Well, these archaeologists went in to investigate the stories that had been told about the fugitives. And these are the Plaster of Paris individuals in the Garden of Fugitives. And essentially, they looked at whether or not the information that was told about these people was accurate. And it turns out it was not. There were stories created based on limited information about what happened to these people in Pompeii. Now, new technology and new medical DNA investigation techniques reveal the truth about their ages, that they were not necessarily the servant or the merchant that was told. Essentially, they brought in new truth around the stories that were told about these individuals. And so I thought this was a wonderful example of what we're doing. And you could have held for lifetimes certain stories, certain truths that you thought were accurate or that you had told yourself or that you'd been programmed to believe. Well, now is a time of retelling these soul stories, retelling yourself a higher truth based on new information and a new understanding of what you've been learning. So in Pompeii, the original story that was created decades ago about these individuals was simply based on half-truths or limited information. But now in the modern age, with new technologies and new ways to analyze the debris and the bones and everything of the fugitives, they were able to understand the fuller picture. That in fact, this was a group of children, of teenagers, of adults, and that they simply got caught in this huge run of the magma coming down from the volcano. So a new story emerges, and that's what we're doing here with this Mercury and Scorpio. You're digging in to what you've accepted as a truth that was only part of a story and probably disconnected you with your power. And now you're being asked to tell yourself a new story. Rework this deeply and permanently for yourself. A lot of these energies that we're completing is very intense and has brought up a lot of emotions, a lot of fears, a lot of things within yourself that you probably didn't realize resided within you. And you're working through lifetimes of stories. So please understand that it's vital right now to connect with your power, reconnect with what you know is true for you, because we are never a victim. We are never powerless. We do play those roles at times, and we do have those experiences based on lower levels of consciousness. But now your consciousness is rising. Your understanding of yourself and your lessons is rising and is permanently shifting. And that's just part of the big energies of November and December as we embark on a new decade quickly approaching. So Neptune is stationing direct at 15 degrees, 56 minutes on November 28th. And anytime an outer planet stations direct, we feel it reverberating around us. It's in the ethers. It's in our auras. This can bring up any of these Neptune and Pisces themes around dreams, sleeping, feeling sloggy, feeling confused, needing to surrender. Neptune stationing direct here is important because it's never going to return to 15 degrees of Pisces in this lifetime. So it's moving away from an area of your chart, an area of your life where you have had to surrender your human will to spiritual will. Spirit travels with and through Neptune and Pisces. And I often think of this as where your higher self is hanging out and working with you in your natal chart. And this is where you can feel that you have no say in the matter, that you're not able to do what you want to do or make a choice. The Neptune and Pisces can feel sluggish and slow. It can go into victim consciousness of feeling discouraged and defeated. And it's simply your higher self reminding you it's not time. And there's more to detach from, and that is a great word for Neptune and Pisces. It's the detachment from what you are grasping onto or holding onto, and it's shifting you into higher alignment with an energy beyond our humanness. So again, it's surrendering our human will for spiritual will. So when Neptune stations direct on November 28th, its energy is often more intense. And it's like you feel it. It could be, by the way, November 27th, depending on where you're located on the planet, because of course it would be different depending on your time zone. So we are feeling a fogginess and maybe a lack of clarity, but I always think of it as Neptune is the veil, and the veil is being lifted, and that's part of this energy coming in of the great awakening, the understanding of what's really been happening behind the veil. So we're feeling this energy over the next week. You may need more sleep. You may need to daydream or downtime. And you could just be feeling it, especially if this Neptune at 15 degrees is working with your chart more personally. Now, thankfully, we do have more grounding in the week ahead as Venus entered Capricorn on November 25th And then Jupiter will enter Capricorn on December 2nd. So Venus entering Capricorn is quite active, and she has a square to Chiron in Aries very quickly, and that happened on November 26th, and then moves into a trine with Uranus in Taurus at 3 degrees. And this is an exuberant trine. This is actually a trine of manifestation and abundance, something connecting and coming through, support, fun, developments. There's an energy here of, yes, what I wanted, which is Venus, is connecting and coming through in an unexpected manner. And so this is at 3 degrees, and it's signaling the timing is right. What you want can develop. And this is strongest November 28th and 29th. So there's an energy here of development, especially in the physical world, since both Venus and Uranus are in Earth signs. And it could be that burst of, I'm getting what I want. Well, here in the United States, we're having a lot of big sales during that Black Friday weekend. And so it could be that what you want to buy is at the right price and you say yes. So this is very exciting. And then we also have Venus in Capricorn traveling with Mars in Scorpio through a sextile. And they are doing this lovely dance through the first 6 days of December, where they're supporting one another. Venus being the feminine, Mars being the masculine, and a sextile being flow, ease, support, cooperation. In Capricorn and Scorpio, there is determination, there is ambition, desire, and progress. And it could be that what you had been holding off on finally comes through and clicks, especially if you had to hold back during that Mercury retrograde, or what you needed, the resources you needed didn't show up, now they will. And so this dance is essentially happening as Venus in Capricorn moves to about 11 degrees, and then she will pull away from Mars in Scorpio. So over the next 10 days or so, there's going to be a sense of harmony between the feminine and the masculine, and a sense of, what do you need? I'm going to help you with it. What do you want to get done? I know who to ask. I'm ready to support the decision making, where you want to go, what's right for you, and also bring in the resources that you need. So I hope that this gives you that burst of energy to move forward with whatever has been held back or delayed, because this is a very productive, determined energy, and it's going to help you move through where there has been stagnation or things have felt stuck. It's like finally you could feel like the wind is at your back and you're ready to move forward. Now, the other significant energy in the week ahead is that we have Jupiter entering Capricorn on December 2nd. And this is a significant change of energy. I'll be doing a whole show on Jupiter in Capricorn. And this is a switch from the abundance, positive, fun-loving, exaggerated energy of Sagittarius into the make it real, what has legs, reality check of Capricorn. So Sagittarius is where we collect experiences. We gain knowledge. We learn. We understand more about the world, ourselves, what we want, what lifts us up. And then we enter Capricorn that says, okay, well, this is the real world, and how are you going to apply it? And I tend to think of this transition of a planet moving from Sagittarius into Capricorn as when you graduate from higher education. Sagittarius is about higher education, university, what you've learned along the way. And then Capricorn is the employer who says, all right, well, can you come in and do this job? These are the rules. This is what needs to happen. This is the duties that are needed. These are your responsibilities. And now you begin to apply what you've learned. So Jupiter going into Capricorn is where we are becoming grounded in our knowledge base. And it's also supporting the transitions in careers, in profession, job title, where you're going, and how it really looks in the real world, how it shows up. It's not just simply, oh, it could be this or it might be that. Capricorn makes it real. So there's a part of you that is being encouraged to take what you've gained over this next year and look at what is truly practical and results driven. However, I do want to note that Jupiter is actually uncomfortable in Capricorn because Capricorn is about time, commitments, limitations, and Jupiter wants none of that. You know, Jupiter wants to be free and to roam and to choose and to have independence. But now there's a sense of, well, we answer to someone, or we have to show up in the real world, and we have to make use of this knowledge, apply it, have it be beneficial in some way. So this is an interesting energy that will be shifting as we move through December, because now we're taking our wisdom and our knowledge and truly applying it to the soul mission, to the soul work that you're here to do for yourself and for the collective. And this Jupiter wants to help you put it into the right structure, the right form, and to offer it out in a way that not only benefits you, but benefits others. So a big shift here over the next week with many planets, and there's an understanding that you're ready, and to keep trusting that you are ready. Of course, the sun is in Sagittarius, and that is a very uplifting, positive energy. The sun is going to be traveling behind the energy that Jupiter in Sagittarius opened up over the last year. Now the sun comes through and brings that light and that energy to the Jupiter in Sagittarius openings, and you could have some new understandings of how to do something, how to use the knowledge, how to apply it, how to make it useful. I also feel like this sun in Sagittarius is going to really reiterate and bring in truth, justice, and the light that is needed to shine down on certain situations that perhaps have been difficult or troubling. Now, I want to share with you a story here that I hope inspires you, but also gives you faith in a process. And some friends of mine have been through a very difficult past few years. They've had to deal with a lot coming at them, coming against them, a lot of horrible energy and horrible actions that they were targeted with. And they stood very strong in the truth of a situation, in the truth of who they are, in the truth of what is real. And they've had to allow certain things to play out in the real world. Now, this is very hard, especially over a number of years. When you're going through some big energies that have felt powerless and unfair, truly unfair, truly where's the truth in this? Where's the justice in this? Where's the fact that what we've been saying is honest and true? And why is everything seemingly working against us? And these are good people. And they are good people who want to help others, who want to live a good life, who want, you know, peace, and who don't want conflict. But they've had to deal with some very difficult situations, and it's been pretty relentless over the past number of years. They are public figures, and it has been very testing and trying on them. Now, one thing that has happened is they've been very clear about their own energy, their own power, their own consciousness, their own responsibility, and being responsible for all of that. It's like in the midst of things that you can't change, you can always get stronger in your own energy. And they had this amazing development that happened for them in the past week or so. And it was a development that brought in huge justice. And of course, this was when Jupiter was conjunct the galactic center. There was a sense of finally, yes. Because in our human world, in the physical world, things have to play out. Things have to move through a process. There's a timeline. There's certain things that have to be, you know, demonstrated or said, or there's just a process that is slower than the energy of the divine. But the divine always travels with us. And these two people received huge validation, huge justice. Finally, it's like, finally. Yes, there was a turning of the tide, a turning of the energy. And it's because they have been so resilient and so strong in what they know is true and trusting that the truth will show up. Please keep trusting that the truth will show up for you. And the image that I get is that of a lighthouse. Now, there's a lot out there about the symbolism of a lighthouse. And the truth of a lighthouse is that it stands in the most treacherous of areas. It stands where there are storms, there are giant waves, there are difficult rocks. It is located out far on a jetty, or perhaps just signaling along the coastline that there is something to be aware of here. And that lighthouse is designed and in fact fortified to handle all storms and all conditions. It is designed to keep shining. And so many people are energetically lighthouses where you're standing somewhere in the world, in your family, in your life, in your job that has been very stormy and difficult. And it could have felt like you've been battered relentlessly, that there have been unending storms that have been exhausting. And yet, here you keep standing because that lighthouse is designed to be strong regardless of the conditions. And the one place that the lighthouse is always warm and bright is internally, where that light is shining, the fire is happening, there's a sense of safety and protection. And it's understanding that you can always go within and tend to those inner flames of truth. Tend to what you know is real for you. Tend to your own light. Care for your own light, because every lighthouse needs a light keeper, a caretaker, one who understands that they can handle anything that's happening outside, no matter how big the waves are, no matter how intense the wind or the rain, that they can always go within and tend to that light. And so I celebrate what has happened for my friends in their own strength and light, in what has transpired and what has shifted, and how they have moved through this situation with so much integrity. And it's simply waiting in that lighthouse at times for something to shift outside of you that you really have no control over. Because do we control all of the storms and the weathers and the big waves? No, of course not. But you still can feel safe within yourself as those energies and events unfold. And then one day you wake up, a new day is dawning, and the storm is cleared. The energy has shifted. The waves are calm. And where you were once relentlessly battered, you've only been stronger because of it. And maybe there's a little wear and tear, but nothing truly broke you or took away your own light. So the energy of a lighthouse has been vital, and they are designed to withstand the conditions as well as the tests of time. And there's the beautiful quote by Anne Lamott, which is, "Lighthouses don't go running all over an island looking for boats to save. They just stand there shining." And that can be hard for your ego or for your mind that wants to fix something, wants to improve it, wants to be in control. But no. The power is intending to your own light, your own sense of justice and truth, and allowing something to play out. And I tend to think of this as spirit is making something really amazing happen right now for everyone involved. And this is part of the strong Neptune energy, as I mentioned earlier, where your higher self is traveling with you. Well, again, spirit doesn't judge. So there could be something transpiring for you that's also helping the other party or the other person. And of course, in our humanness, we tend to think of them as maybe an enemy or a rival or someone who is working against you. And honestly, sure, that could be the case realistically. They are somebody with different lessons, different growth, different healing, different issues that they are working out. They've made different choices and they're at a different level of learning or consciousness. There's so many ways that could show up and unfold. But spirit loves us all. Spirit helps everyone with a lesson. And what I've felt and learned through my own life is that sometimes things take time to play out to support the other person having an epiphany or having an aha moment. Sometimes there's an awareness that the other person's lesson is slower or they require more time. And so that's why your own experience could feel like you're slowed down. I mean, think of being on a freeway and there's two lanes of traffic. And the more awake, conscious person who is willing to heal or willing to let go, the person who is willing to forgive is often traveling at a faster speed than the other person who perhaps may be stuck in a lesson, fearful, fear-based, looking for other validations or control. Again, so many reasons, so many things it could be. And they're moving at a slower pace. Spirit sees this and says, well, I understand we have a race car over here and a slow little turtle over here, but we want all to heal, everyone to benefit, everyone to gain. Your human ego may disagree. Your human ego may really not like that because of what this person did to you and that story, etc., etc. But understand that things can play out to heal and evolve everyone involved. That there can be beneficial developments for everyone. But this does relate to their own free will, their own choices, their own perceptions, their own levels of consciousness. But that's sometimes why these things take time, is because spirit is saying, yeah, I got it. You're the race car. I know you're ready to go, to move on, to keep this energy moving forward. But we've got a slowpoke here who we know wants to heal, who we know has it in their hearts to move past this too. So let's give them a chance. Let's give them a chance. Now, that isn't your responsibility. You're not meant to slow down. You're not meant to go back. You're not meant to do anything. In fact, again, detachment. You're meant to be detached and stay in your own lane, stay on your own course. You are not responsible for anybody else's healing journey. But I want to offer that higher perspective of why some things take time to play out. And if you can add that energy of forgiveness, compassion, and love to your own experience and simply put it in your aura to offer out to others, especially another who has harmed you, who has done you wrong, who has, you know, anything. There's a long list, right, of things that that people can do. But I feel like the strong Neptune energy of this week is letting us go. Is letting us go from what we've carried, what we've held, what we put a lot of energy to. And perhaps what you've had to work through, what's been very emotional or very intense. There's an energy of you don't have to carry it anymore. And what can you do to release yourself of that burden in your mind? And this goes back to the Mercury and Scorpio energy, where we're deeply reprogramming the stories we've told ourselves that have perhaps limited our perceptions or our sense of power. Rewriting new stories, just as they are doing with the energies and evacuations of Pompeii. It's understanding that maybe you just didn't have all the information or all the details. And now some things will click and come together as that Mercury in Scorpio connects with Neptune in Pisces, Saturn in Capricorn, and Pluto in Capricorn. So offer that to yourself. Pay attention as well to your body. Because as I'm saying all this, the thoughts we have create emotions in our body, create the energy in our body, signals to our body a belief and an energy. And as you practice the forgiveness, letting go, I'm done with this, I'm complete with this, I don't want to keep focusing on this, your body's going to feel different. You could even feel it in your heartbeat slowing down, or your anxiety calming and being softer. There is a connection here to the mental processes we move through and how our body receives that information. So that's part of this connection as well with both Mercury and Mars and Scorpio. It's looking at these deeper emotional stories that we hold them. We don't let them go readily, but there is now a willingness even that could come over you to let it go, because it's no longer the truth of who you are. And as I started the show with, that is a big theme of this week. The truth of who you are now, after everything you have moved through, you've been through, you survived. There's an understanding that you have moved into a higher consciousness. And this is where you're going to now create some new energies and possibilities in your life. With Scorpio, we are meant to transform and let go something. And then in Sagittarius, we rise up into a higher, lighter expression of that energy. And then in Capricorn, we apply it in the real world. So these are really the strong energies right now, Scorpio, Sag, and Capricorn. And how we move through that process and the commitment to ourselves to be this new truth in the world. So, I hope this gives you some good understandings of how you're supported at this time, of how you're ready to honor who you are now with, again, a fortification within, and to be in a place of, I feel it is like a divine love coming through, a divine compassion, a divine, like, soft, pink, cozy, warm blanket that just covers your energy. And it also has this removal or disintegration of what you no longer need for the path ahead. And I think I'm going to leave it at that for today's podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope that those of you who celebrate Thanksgiving have a lovely weekend with your family or your friends, if you have a Friendsgiving. I'll be back on Monday with our next healing theme episode. And I have some more good things coming for you in December. I'm releasing a few more webinars. They're going to be talking about the energy of 2020. Yes, you can still sign up for the 2020 Soul Growth webinars and use the coupon code POWERFUL to get all three webinars for $22. And then I'm also going to be releasing a new astrology teaching class as well. So I'll have information for you next week about these options, but just wanted to let you know that I have more coming that I hope supports you and understanding your energy, understanding your astrology chart, and understanding what you came in to work with in this lifetime. You can go to mollymccord.online or consciouscoolchic.com for any of my current offerings and teachings. Oh, and also all of my ebooks are on sale for $2.99 or less until December 2nd, I think, is when the sale ends. But just want to let you know, if you are interested in reading more about any of the spiritual teachings I offer and share, this might be a good time to get a book. Thanks so much for joining me, and I'll see you soon.